WJTL Citizen Way, the Lord's Prayer. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Weather-wise today, cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny and breezy. High of 55. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, low 43. And your winning Wednesday. Rain likely, becoming windy in the afternoon. Might see some thunderstorms. High near 60. Right now, we're seeing 36 in Mannheim.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Jeremy Lehman with us. He's the executive director of 10 Million for Christ. Good morning again, Jeremy.
Yeah, great. Fred, great to be here.
It's been
a great time here, seeing what you guys do behind the scenes.
I know you've been listening to WJTL since the 80s, which is amazing.
Yes.
Love hearing that. I know you want to give a shout out to your staff.
Yes. So thankful to the Lord for Jerry and Tiffany Blitz, Jen Libby, Janice Baldoff, Keith Yoder, and the entire board, and our staff in Romania, Eugene and Nicoletta Iordache, and others in Romania who make 10 Million for Christ run forward, obviously with the Lord's blessing and strength.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy, we've been asking our guests about their life verse this year. Do you have a life verse to share?
You know, one of the ones that's become incredibly special to me in the last number of years is Galatians 2:20, where Paul says, "I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in this body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." You know, I tell young people all the time, Fred, wherever I go, the States, Romania, on airplanes, doesn't matter. I tell people, listen, there's only one person, one man who lived for you, loved you, died for you, and busted out of that tomb for you. And his name is not Buddha. It's not Muhammad. It's not Moses. It's not one of the Hindu gods. His name is Jesus and Jesus alone.
Yeah.
That changes everything. It changes my life and it changes our lives here as believers.
And that is the crux of the gospel.
Amen.
Right there. Something that you're sharing in Romania. Tell us what 10 Million for Christ is doing.
Sure. So in Romania, Fred, as I mentioned earlier, we're taking teams to Romania, getting God's people mobilized. But we found that when we take teams from the States, we create like a work party in Romania.
Yeah.
It's an evangelism party.
Right.
It makes it easier, makes it a lot of fun. Throw some food in, throw a lot of prayer, some tears, and get people out there and just say, hey, go do something. Go tell somebody about Jesus. This summer on our English Bible Camp teams, which everyone is invited here, your listeners are invited to reach out to us because we want to take some of you to Romania with us this year. We're going to be in 5 to 7 cities. We expect to have about 80 kids per camp. Typically, almost without exception, those camps are 50% or more unchurched kids, some of whom have never heard the gospel before.
Right.
They're getting Jesus, food, fun, friends, and fellowship all week, and these kids are learning about Christ. A few years ago, we had little David, 10 years old, didn't know anything about the Bible, nothing about Jesus, probably heard God's name, but he was like a sponge soaking it up everything. The last day of camp, the gospel's being shared. He reaches over and grabs the counselor's hand because he can feel the Holy Spirit moving in his heart. The invitation comes. David pops up out of his seat and he says, and he looks at his counselor who didn't stand up because he was following Christ already.
Right.
And he says, "Andrew, don't you want to get up?"
Mm-hmm.
And so Andrew stood up. David prayed to receive Christ. He looks at Andrew when he's done praying. He says, "Andrew, I saw fireworks. I believe God gave David a glimpse of the party in heaven going on because he accepted Christ as his Savior."
Amazing. So folks are interested in coming and being a part of your summer camp. What kind of person are you looking for and what are the qualifications
you're
looking for?
We're just looking for someone who claims Jesus, who knows Jesus as their Savior, who enjoys working with kids, who wants to invest into the kingdom, who's willing to be a part of the team, and is going to be excited about telling a whole bunch of kids, hey, Jesus can be your Savior too.
What's the time commitment as far as how long will they be
going? It's a 12-day trip.
Okay.
We have two waves. Eastern wave leaves July 10th. They'll come back the 21st. The Western wave in three cities in the West, they will leave July 17th, come back the 28th. We're typically taking youth that are 17 years and older. We work hard. We go to bed tired but fulfilled. And it's going to be an incredible trip. We'd love to have you join us.
If they do want to join or get more information, what's the best way to do that?
Go online at 10millionforchrist.org. You can find more information, then reach out to us on our contact page because we'll get back to you. Go to that contact page, give us your name, telephone number, and email address, and we'll get back to you. Hey, we want to meet you. We want to bring you to Romania, and we want to see your passion for telling the world about Jesus grow as you join us in Romania this summer.
Here's a great opportunity for you to share the gospel in Romania. Check it out online, 10millionforchrist.org. Jeremy, thank you for joining us this morning.
Fred, thanks so much. God bless you guys. Great to be here.
Same to you. We loved having you as a guest this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Back to the music we go. This is Tasha Layton and Chris Brown. Worship Through It on WJTL. Good morning.